Last week, the group Sustainable Saratoga introduced a zoning amendment that would require new apartment developments to dedicate at least 20% of housing stock to affordable units. Sustainable Saratoga Chair Harry Moran told WAMC at the time that many local residents are being priced out of their city.
Most of the inventory of housing that's been created in the last 10 years is not affordable to the vast majority of city residents or the many people who come into the city to work.
As walkable Saratoga Springs remains a desirable place to live, some of its skyrocketing rents have been attributed to the influx of workers from nearby global foundries. On Tuesday night, the City Council voted unanimously to consider the proposal under a measure brought forward by Commissioner of Accounts John Frank. Mayor Joanne Yepsen said the type of program being proposed has been endorsed by her appointed Housing Task Force.
This is hopefully going to be a partnership when it's all said and done. I'd like to see it benefiting the builders and developers through various incentives.
At the meeting, Yepsen handed out a letter dated August 1st from the Saratoga Builders Association that said solving the housing affordability issue will require a creative approach. Barry Potiker, executive director of the SBA, said the builders are eager to identify sites for workforce or affordable housing.
That's what we would love to do and help with.
With all the recent development of luxury apartments and condos in the Saratoga Springs area, Potiker says it's a misconception that builders only seek to construct luxury housing.
It's not that the builders just want to build expensive homes. It doesn't work that way.
But the council's willingness to explore the zoning amendment was met with some skepticism. Saratoga Springs resident Bonnie Sellers reminded the council that the amendment proposed by Sustainable Saratoga is not unlike a similar proposal offered in 2006 that failed to get a vote. Sellers pointed out some of the concerns from 10 years ago.
Citizens objected because this proposal would result in larger buildings, more density, city hall management, with increased staffing and cost and the potential for higher taxes. And having the City Hall support large developers in competition with current rentals.
The city will seek an advisory opinion on the proposed zoning change from the city and county planning boards. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.